Brilliance Audio presents Amazing Grace by Jonathan Kozol.
Amazing Grace, the Lives of Children and the Conscience of a Nation. This book is dedicated to the children of Beekman Avenue and St. Anne's Avenue in the South Bronx, and to Celeste, with every blessing. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21. Chapter 1. The number 6 train from Manhattan to the South Bronx makes 9 stops in the 18-minute ride between East 59th Street and Brook Avenue. When you enter the train, you are in the 7th richest congressional district in the nation. When you leave, you are in the poorest. The 600,000 people who live here and the 450,000 people who live in Washington Heights and Harlem, which are separated from the South Bronx by a narrow river, make up one of the largest racially segregated concentrations of poor people in our nation. Brook Avenue, which is the 10th stop on the local, lies in the center of Mott Haven, whose 48,000 people are the poorest in the South Bronx. 2/3 are Hispanic, 1/3 black. 35% are children. In 1991, the median household income of the area, according to the New York Times, was $7,600. St. Anne's Church, on St. Anne's Avenue, is 3 blocks from the subway station. The children who come to this small Episcopal church for food and comfort and to play, and the mothers and fathers who come here for prayer, are said to be the poorest people in New York. More than 95% are poor, the pastor says.